Hi, Carl. I've got some great news for you and our listeners tonight. The Toronto International Film Festival has begun, and they are offering 50 movies that people can stream. And if you live near Toronto, you can watch the movies at theaters and drive-ins. For more information to purchase tickets, log on to tiff.net. That's TIFF.net. As a reminder to all, this is Sarah Knight Adamson, and I'm in my 14th year as a film critic. I'm also a voting member of the Critics' Choice Awards in LA. In the coming weeks, I'll bring you an update on the movies that I'll be watching at TIFF. Regina King's new film, One Night in Miami. Oh, it's playing there now, and it's getting lots of Oscar buzz. And so is she for her first time directing a major film. Here's the plot. The setting is 1964, the night Cassius Clay, known to us as Muhammad Ali, had just beat Sonny Liston for the heavyweight boxing title. Clay meets that night with three very famous men.
Yes, Cassius, Marcellus Clay is the new heavyweight champion of the world, boy.
Yes, he is.
And I don't even have a scratch on my face. And I'm only 22 years old. There is no way I'm supposed to be this great. Look, Alexander the Great conquered the whole world at the age of 30, and I conquered the world of boxing at 22 without sustaining so much as a scratch.
That's right.
There you go.
Here's a movie I just loved, The Broken Hearts Gallery. It's rated PG-13. It opens this weekend in theaters. It's by TriStar Pictures. It's a romantic comedy set in Brooklyn, New York. The stars are both Australian. Geraldine Viswanathan stars as a creative and artsy girl. Her kind-hearted and very good-looking friend is played by Dacre Montgomery. Thanks for listening in tonight, and check out my article, 15 Buzzworthy Movies Playing at the Toronto International Film Festival, on sarahsbackstagepass.com. See you next week.